The BBC presents Peter Cook and Marjorie Westbury in Paul Temple and the Gilbert Case by Francis Durbridge. Episode 3, Peter Galino.
Inspector, before you tell me what happened this afternoon, I think you ought to know what I've been up to. I saw Howard Gilbert this morning.
Yes, I know. Sir Graham told me.
And I've just been talking to Mrs. Talbot.
To Mrs. Talbot?
Yes.
When did you see Mrs. Talbot?
About 20 minutes ago.
We've just left her.
What is it, Kingston?
Mrs. Talbot's dead.
Dead?
What?
That's why I came to see you. She was found in a field about 6 miles from Farnham.
When was she found?
This afternoon, about 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
But that's impossible. We've only just left her.
Temple.
Yes?
One of her shoes was missing.
Oh, no.
Are you sure it was Mrs. Talbot?
Yes, of course.
Who identified her?
I did.
But, Inspector, we saw her about 20 minutes ago.
No, Mrs. Temple. I don't know who you saw, but it wasn't Mrs. Talbot.
What happened this afternoon?
Well, I was over at Farnham making inquiries. I called at the local station and they told me about a woman they'd picked up. Apparently, she'd been strangled. The sergeant said that one of her shoes was missing, so naturally I was curious and asked to see the body. It was Mrs. Talbot.
I see.
What sort of person was she, Inspector?
Oh, about 35, blonde, rather a good-looking woman in a, well, rather tough sort of way.
Is there a Mr. Talbot?
No, she was a widow. Which reminds me, she was friendly with a fellow called Galino.
Galino, Italian?
Yes, he's a waiter. I must have a word with him.
Tell me, was Mrs. Talbot a good witness at the trial, I mean?
Oh, it depends what you mean by a good witness. She was nervous, of course. On the other hand, who wouldn't be at a murder trial? Anyway, she convinced the jury that she'd seen Howard Gilbert.
Did she convince you?
She picked him out at an identity parade.
Are you still convinced? Are you?
Well...
There's a doubt in your mind, isn't there?
Well, frankly, yes. Quite apart from this new development, some very strange things have been happening just recently.
How do you mean?
Well, I'm beginning to wonder if Gilbert wasn't framed in some way or other.
Yes.
Still, we can talk about that some other time. Now, what happened this afternoon? You obviously didn't see Mrs. Talbot, so who was it you did see?
Your guess is as good as mine. We arrived at the flat at about 5:45. The door was half open and, well, when we didn't get any reply, we decided to investigate. We were in the flat when a tough-looking woman walked in and said she was Mrs. Talbot, so I never doubted her.
What happened?
Well, she pretended to be very annoyed and kicked us out.
Would you recognize her if you saw her again?
Well, I would, wouldn't you, Paul?
Yes, of course.
I wonder who on earth she was. Have you got your car here, Temple?
Yes.
Would you run me down to Soho Square?
Yes, certainly.
There's just a chance she may still be at the flat.
Oh, I doubt it, Inspector. Still, we can try. I'll see you later, Steve.
Yes, all right, dear. Goodbye, Inspector.
Goodbye, Mrs. Temple. Well, whoever she was, we don't have to ask why she came here. Just look at this room.
My Timothy, she certainly turned the place upside down.
Just look at it.
The bedroom's even worse. Clothes all over the place.
I wonder if she found what she was looking for.
You can see what happened. She was probably in here when we arrived. She went out through the kitchen there and down the fire escape. Then she hit on the idea of pretending to be Mrs. Talbot and came back.
Through the front door.
Exactly.
Was the flat fairly tidy when you came in?
Well, I wouldn't call it tidy, but it certainly wasn't anything like this. She obviously searched the place immediately we left.
Yes. Of course, we can't tell if there's anything missing.
No. Kingston, do you know a man called Lance Reynolds?
Yes, of course. I told you about him. He shared a flat with Howard Gilbert.
Yes, that's a fellow.
Well?
I'm rather interested in Reynolds, Inspector.
Oh?
Do you know anything about him?
Well, he's about 47, a bachelor, rather fond of the ladies. Very interested in photography, travels abroad quite a lot, and that's about all. Oh, and he has a theory about the Gilbert case.
Yes, he told me about that. What does he do exactly, for a living, I mean?
Oh, I don't think he does anything. He doesn't have to. He has a private income. Frankly, the fellow's a bore. Keep him at a distance, Temple, or he'll make a nuisance of himself.
Yes.
But what made you think of Reynolds?
Well, when we were here earlier this evening, the phone rang. My wife answered it and said she was Mrs. Talbot. And the man on the other end, who sounded remarkably like Reynolds, said... What about the Hamilton affair? Do I get the third shoe?
Do I get the third shoe?
Yes.
What on earth did he mean?
I don't know.
What about the Hamilton affair?
Does the name Hamilton convey anything to you?
No, nothing. Are you sure it was Reynolds on the telephone?
Well, my wife's not usually mistaken about a voice.
Oh, somebody coming.
Mary, it's Peter. Where are you? Oh, what's happened? What are you doing here?
I'm Detective Inspector Kingston. This is Mr. Temple. Are you Peter Galino?
Yes. What's happened? Where's Mary?
Mrs. Talbot isn't here at the moment.
Then where is she? She's usually here at... Has there been a burglary?
Yes.
When?
Early this evening.
But where was Mrs. Talbot?
Had you an appointment with her?
Yes, I said I'd drop in about 7. I usually do on a Thursday. Has something happened to Mary?
When did you last see Mrs. Talbot?
Last night. We had supper together.
What time was that?
Oh, later. About 12:30.
Where did you have it?
At my place. I've got a couple of rooms in Merrill Street, you know, near Euston. Look, Inspector, if something's happened, please tell me.
Can you account for your movements between 11 o'clock this morning and 4 o'clock this afternoon?
Yes, I think so.
Well?
Well, I went to work just after 10. I'm a waiter at Leonardo's restaurant. I stayed there until about 5:15.
I see.
What is it? What's happened?
Mrs. Talbot's dead.
Dead? Was she murdered?
Yes.
I see.
You don't sound very surprised.
No, I'm not. I knew this would happen. I told her something would happen. Oh, Mary, why didn't you listen to me?
How well did you know her?
Well, when I first arrived in this country about 6 months ago, I had no friends and very little money. I was lonely and very miserable. One afternoon, I went into a reference library on the Tottenham Court Road. I'd been walking about all day, and I just didn't know what to do with myself. Mary, Mrs. Talbot, was in the library. We got talking. She invited me back here to tea. After that, we became very good friends.
Why did you think Mrs. Talbot would be murdered?
She was mixed up in something.
Mixed up in what?
I don't know what it was. She never told me. But ever since the Gilbert case, she seemed frightened of something. It was almost as if she were being blackmailed by someone.
Were you blackmailing her, Galino?
Me? Oh, no, of course not.
Did she ever give you any money?
Yes.
When?
About a week ago. I was hard up. I borrowed £10.
I see.
That's why I came here tonight. I wanted to repay it.
Galino, have you heard of a man called Hamilton?
Hamilton? No.
Mrs. Talbot never mentioned
him. No. She wouldn't. Even if he was a friend of hers, it's doubtful if she would have mentioned him to me.
You say you've been over here 6 months?
Yes.
You speak very good English?
I learned English at home in Bologna.
I see. You're here on a permit?
Yes, a temporary permit. I've just applied for a renewal.
All right, Galino. Report to my office at Scotland Yard tomorrow morning, 9:00.
Why do you want to see me tomorrow morning?
You were a close friend of Mrs. Talbot's. There are a great many questions we shall want to ask you.
I've told you all I know. There's nothing else I can tell you.
But you haven't told us anything. You simply said you met her in the reference library and you became very good friends. If you became very good friends, then obviously you must know a great deal about her. Who she mixed with, where she used to go.
No, you don't understand. I was fond of Mary, very fond of her, but we didn't see a great deal of each other, and I was frightened. I knew she was mixed up in something, and I didn't want to get involved.
How did you know she was mixed up in something? Well?
Oh, it's difficult to explain. There were times when she just disappeared. For days, a week even. Then, when we met, she wouldn't tell me where she'd been or who she'd been with.
Did she ever talk to you about Howard Gilbert?
No, she wouldn't talk about him. I used to ask her about Gilbert, especially when the trial was on.
Why?
I was worried because...
Because what? Go on, Galina, why were you worried?
Because the night she said she saw Gilbert, she was with me.
With you?
Yes. She came straight to my place from the restaurant, and she didn't leave until after 1 o'clock. When I spoke to her about it, she said it was 11:30, but it was later, very much later.
But, Inspector, I understood Mrs. Talbot worked at a restaurant in Greek Street.
She did.
Well, either you or Sir Graham told me that on the night of the murder, she left the restaurant about 10 minutes before she bumped into Gilbert. About 11:45, in fact.
She did leave the restaurant 11:45. We checked on it.
But she didn't go straight home, Mr. Temple.
She went to your place, which is nowhere near where she was supposed to have seen Gilbert.
Yes.
And you say it was 1:00 when she left?
Yes.
In other words, she didn't bump into Howard Gilbert that night. She didn't even see him, in fact.
Well,
I think Galena ought to make a statement, Inspector. And the sooner, the better.
Come to my office tomorrow morning at Scotland Yard. 9:00.
Yes, sir. 9:00. Mr. Temple. Mr. Temple.
Oh, hello, Galena. What is it?
I wanted to ask you something.
Well?
Will you be at Scotland Yard tomorrow morning?
I very much doubt it.
Oh, what's going to happen, Mr. Temple? What will they do with me? Suppose they think I'm mixed up in this business.
But you are mixed up in it, Galena. You said so.
No, Mr. Temple, don't go yet, please.
Oh, what is it? What do you want?
You think I behaved badly over this, don't you? You think I ought to have gone to the police the moment I suspected that Mary wasn't telling the truth. But I couldn't.
Why couldn't you?
I'm a foreigner here. I'm working on a temporary permit.
What's that got to do with it?
Mary said that if I went to the police, they would report me to the Ministry of Labor and I'd be deported.
Nonsense. If you told the police the truth, they'd have been on your side and nothing would have happened to you. Now, you'll be asked to make a statement, and there's a doubt, a very big doubt, whether they'll believe a word of it.
I know. That's what I'm worried about.
Oh, what do you expect me to do?
You know the police, sir. You're a friend of theirs. If you say you believe me, if you say I'm telling the truth...
Listen, Galena, I think you know a great deal more about this business than you say you do.
No, I don't. I swear I don't.
What was Mrs. Talbot up to? Why did she say she saw Howard Gilbert the night Brenda Sterling was murdered?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, Galena.
Oh, I know I've behaved stupidly. But that doesn't mean I know anything about the Sterling murder. I'd never heard of Brenda Sterling until I read about her in the newspaper. That's the truth, Mr. Temple.
Galena, when did you first suspect Mrs. Talbot? When did you first realize that she was mixed up in something?
I wanted to see her one night. She said she couldn't manage it. Her sister was ill and she had to go out to Aldershot. I didn't believe her. I thought she'd got friendly with someone else. There was a night porter. I thought perhaps she'd arranged to see him, so I followed her that night. She went out to Hampstead, to a club called La Martella. I was wrong about the porter, I mean. Her appointment was with a woman. A woman I'd seen once or twice before at the restaurant where I work.
Go on.
I couldn't understand why she wanted to see this woman. When I asked her about it the next day, she lost her temper and told me to mind my own business.
What sort of a place was this La Martella?
Oh, very expensive. It wasn't at all the kind of place that Mary was used to.
You think she had a definite appointment with this woman?
I'm sure she did. The woman was waiting for her. Besides, I tipped the commissionaire and he told me that they'd been there once before.
Hmm. Did you find out who this woman was?
Yes, I've told you. I recognized her. She works at a dress shop called Conway and Races. Her name's Betty Wayne.
Good evening, Mr. Reynolds.
Good evening, Mrs. Temple. Is your husband in?
No, but I'm expecting him back at any moment. Would you like to come in and wait?
I have another appointment at 7:30. I don't think I will, thank you very much.
Can I give him a message?
No, I don't think so. I thought he might be interested to know that my flat has been burgled.
Oh?
Yes. Someone apparently impersonated me over the telephone and told my housekeeper to leave the key under the mat. Stupid woman thought it was me and did as she was told.
How very unfortunate. When did this happen?
This afternoon. When I got back this evening, the whole place was completely upside down. Oddly enough, they seem to have concentrated on Howard Gilbert's room. That's why I thought Mr. Temple ought to know about it.
Well, I'll tell him, Mr. Reynolds, but I think perhaps you ought to see him yourself in view of what's happened.
Yes, perhaps I ought to.
I don't think he'll be very long.
No, I don't think I'll wait, Mrs. Temple. I'll try and telephone later tonight.
Yes, all right. Have you lost much?
No, they appear to have taken hardly anything. I have a theory that... Oh, well, I'll discuss that with your husband. I'm sorry to have disturbed you.
Not at all.
We saw one another at lunch, didn't we?
Yes.
You know, I wasn't sure at first if it was you or not.
It was.
Miss Wayne's an old friend of mine. I gather you know each other.
Slightly.
Well, I'll telephone later. Good night, Mrs. Temple.
Good night, Mr. Reynolds.
When did Reynolds call?
You've only just missed him.
Well, he certainly told you an interesting story.
I don't believe him, Paul.
You think he made it up about the man phoning and the flat being burgled?
Well, I'm sure he did. He was simply trying to cover up that phone call to Mrs. Talbot.
You mean he knew that you'd recognized his voice and he was hoping to convince you that it was an impersonation?
Yes.
Hmm. You don't think he was impersonated, Steve?
Look, dear, that was Reynolds on the telephone. I'm sure of it. I recognized his voice the moment he spoke.
He must have recognized yours.
Yes. Did you tell Inspector Kingston about the call?
Yes, I did.
What did he say?
Oh, he seemed interested.
He's rather a curious man, isn't he, Paul? I can't quite make him out.
Kingston?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I don't care for him terribly. I think he's a bit of a bully.
Yes, I think he is, rather. Don't tell me you suspect Kingston.
Oh, no, of course not, but... Well, I don't know.
That good old intuition, eh, Steve?
Paul, will Galeno's statement make any difference to Howard Gilbert?
I wouldn't like to say. I expect the Home Secretary will consider it, but just how much importance he'll attach to it remains to be seen.
But so many things have happened since Gilbert was arrested. Jude and Michael committed suicide, Mrs. Talbot was murdered.
Yes, I know, but they don't prove that Howard Gilbert didn't murder Brenda Sterling.
But surely, whoever murdered Brenda Sterling also murdered Mrs. Talbot, and it couldn't have been Gilbert.
That's what I think, Steve, but I'm not the Home Secretary. Galeno's statement may make a difference. We shall just have to wait and see.
Supposing it doesn't.
What do you mean?
Will you still go on with the case?
Yes, of course. I'm not only interested in Howard Gilbert, I'm interested in the case generally. Steve, I know you disagree with me, but I think there's a chance, an outside chance, that Reynolds was telling the truth.
Oh, well, of course, there's always an outside chance.
No, look, Steve. I know you're convinced it was Reynolds who phoned Mrs. Talbot, and I think you're right, but supposing it wasn't?
Well, if it wasn't, then it was someone with a voice exactly like Reynolds. Or someone who impersonated him.
Yes, and they might do it again. They might impersonate someone else.
What are you getting at?
I don't want to frighten you, Steve, but we're up against a pretty ruthless individual.
Well?
Obviously, he knows I'm interested in the case.
Are you worried about me?
Yes, of course I'm worried about you. First Brenda Sterling, then Mrs. Talbot.
Oh, don't be silly, dear. I can look after myself.
Famous last words. No, Steve, listen, I'm serious. If ever I phone you and ask you to meet me somewhere, I want you to say... Where's Charlie Fishing?
Where's Charlie Fishing?
Yes, and I'll reply, in the Thames. If I don't say in the Thames, don't meet me. It doesn't matter whether you're convinced it's me or not. Don't meet me, Steve.
All right, Paul. I say, where's Charlie Fishing? And you say, in the Thames.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, darling, I think you're very sweet. And clever, too.
All right, Mrs. Temple, all right. No, but Steve, I'm serious.
Yes, I know, dear. Don't worry. I will remember.
Well, mind you do.
Paul, this Italian fellow, Galeno, he told you that Betty Wayne met Mrs. Talbot at a club called La Matella.
Yes.
But what would a woman like Mrs. Talbot want with Miss Wayne? Miss Wayne, she's a smart, sophisticated type. Well, you know, you've met her. I can understand her being friends with Reynolds, but Mrs. Talbot, it's very hard to believe.
No, Galeno didn't say they were friends. He simply said they'd met. Steve, how well do you know Miss Wayne?
Well, I hardly know her at all. I bought two or three dresses from her, that's all. I usually ask for her when I'm in Conway and Racy. She's awfully good about alterations.
I know she calls herself Miss Wayne, but is that just a business thing, or...?
No, I don't think she's married. In fact, I'm sure she isn't.
Where does she live, do you know?
I believe she's got a flat in Chelsea somewhere. Why, are you going to see her?
Well, I wasn't, but that might be quite an idea. I wonder if she's in the phone book.
just past 206.
What was the address in the phone book?
412, Reigate House.
This road seems to go on forever.
312, that's on the other side. Oh, I don't think we shall ever find it. You should have telephoned her.
Wait a minute. 382, that's better.
Well, let's park the car here and walk down the road.
All right.
Oh, look, isn't that Mr. Sterling?
Where?
On the other side. Quick, he's just going around the corner.
Oh, the man with the stick.
Yes.
Yes, do you know, I think it is. Yes, that's Sterling, all right. That's curious, isn't it?
Yes. I wonder if he's just left Miss Wayne.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I'll bet a fiver that's Reigate House on the corner. Come on, Steve, let's cross over.
Good evening, Miss Wayne.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Temple.
I think you've met my husband.
Yes, of course.
Good evening, Miss Wayne. I'm awfully sorry to bother you, but I rather wanted to talk to you about a friend of yours.
Oh, well, I'm afraid you've caught me at a very awkward moment. I'm just dressing for dinner date, and I'm terribly late already. Do you think we could talk tomorrow morning, Mr. Temple?
Well,
I'm not due at Conway till 12, so if we could meet sometime before then, that would do splendidly.
Yes, all right, Miss Wayne. I'll phone you tomorrow morning.
Would you? I do apologize for not asking you in, but I really am in the most frightful hurry.
All right, I'll phone you about 10. It's not terribly urgent. I simply wanted to have a word with you about Mrs. Talbot.
Mrs. Talbot?
Yes.
Who is Mrs. Talbot?
She's the woman who identified Howard Gilbert.
But why should you want to see me about her?
Wasn't she a friend of yours?
Good gracious, no. I've never even seen the woman.
All right, Miss Wayne, I'll phone you tomorrow.
By the way, my husband and I have just had a little bet. He said that was Mr. Sterling who left here just now, and I said it wasn't.
Mr. Sterling?
Yes, I'm sure I saw him leave just as we arrived.
You mean Brenda Sterling's father?
Yes.
I'm afraid Mrs. Temple is right. You didn't see him leave here.
There you are.
I could have sworn it was Wilfred Sterling.
I'm beginning to think you imagine things, Mr. Temple. No wonder you write novels. Well, give me a ring tomorrow morning.
All right.
Goodbye, Mrs. Temple.
Goodbye.
Have you got the ignition key?
It's in the pocket.
Oh, yes, of course.
Do you think she was going out, or was that just an excuse to get rid of us?
I don't know.
I don't think she was telling the truth about Mrs. Talbot.
No, neither do I. But, you know, I think she was telling the truth about Sterling.
She certainly seemed very surprised when you mentioned him.
In fact, I thought she seemed rather frightened.
Of course, we might have been mistaken. Perhaps it wasn't Sterling we saw.
Oh, it was Sterling, all right, and I'm pretty sure he came out of that house because... Listen.
What?
I thought I heard someone.
Paul, there's someone in the back of the car on the floor. Look.
Good Lord, it's Peter Galino. Galino, what's happened?
It's my head.
Look at his face.
This must have happened while we were talking to Miss Wayne.
He's trying to say something.
Yes, what is it, Galina?
Mr. Temple?
Yes?
I lied to you. Hamilton is the man you want. You'll find him at La Martella.
Hamilton, that's the name that Reynolds mentioned.
Yes. Steve, listen. There's a call box on the corner of the street. Get through to the operator and tell her we need an ambulance straight away.
Yes, all right.
And Steve, when you've made the call, don't come back here. Pick up a cab and go home.
But wouldn't it
now,
be better...
Now, darling, please don't argue. Just do as I tell you. Phone for an ambulance, then go home. I'll see you later.
Yes, all right.
Now, don't worry. It's all right, Galina. It's all right. We'll get you to a hospital. You'll be quite all right.
Thank you, Charlie. Was that 10:30?
Yes, but that clock's a bit on the slow side. It's about 10:40.
Oh.
Has Mr. Temple got his key?
Yes, I think so, but I shall wait up anyway.
Yes, all right, Mrs. Temple. Good night.
Good night, Charlie.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Mr. Sterling telephoned.
When was that?
It was just after you and Mr. Temple went out.
Did he leave any message?
No, he said he'd probably ring later.
Oh. All right.
You sure you wouldn't like some coffee?
No, thank you, Charlie. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Temple.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Is that you, Steve?
Oh, hello, Paul. I could hardly hear you.
Darling, listen. I want you to do something. Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear now.
Well, listen. Change into something smart, get a taxi, and meet me in Sloane Square. I'll be waiting for you outside that antique shop on the corner.
Yes, all right. I'll be there in about 30 minutes.
Fine.
How's Galena?
Oh, he's pretty bad. I'll tell you all the news when I see you.
Yes, all right.
Be as quick as you can, Steve.
Yes, of course. Oh, Paul?
Yes?
Where's Charlie fishing?
What's that? What did you say?
I said, where's Charlie fishing?
That was the third episode of the BBC serial Paul Temple and the Gilbert Case by Francis Durbridge. The part of Paul Temple is played by Peter Cook, Steve by Marjorie Westbury, Detective Inspector Kingston by Duncan McIntyre, and Peter Galino by David Spencer. Production by Martin C. Webster.